Anonymousy asks is a DGS production, meant for the enjoyment of audiophiles everywhere. Anonymousy, DG, and today's guests accept full responsibility for all erections and cream panties sustained during the consumption of this podcast. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Anonymousy Asks, a podcast that combines the idea of collaborative questionnaires with, you guessed it, a podcast, with lots of giggles and silliness thrown in. So, my guest today is the sensual, vivacious, and incredibly fun Sassmaster77. Welcome, Sass!
Oh my goodness, those adjectives. Thank you so much.
So accurate.
You are very flattering.
Oh, well...
I think he just said some nicer things about me than any of my exes collectively have said, so.
Your exes don't sound like very nice people.
That's why they're exes.
There you go. No, I'm just spitting truth, and those adjectives absolutely describe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I could say the same about you as well, my dear.
Oh, stop it. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for agreeing to chat with me today. I'm honestly so excited to have you on. Why don't we start off with having you say a little bit about yourself? How did you find your way to GWA?
Okay, well, it's been a few months, and I recently remembered the actual detailed story about this. So I think in other questionnaires, I may have given like a roundabout, I think this is how I found GWA, but no, I have officially remembered exactly what happened.
All right,
so
lay it on
I was on one of those, Ask Reddit threads, and it was a, Ask Reddit, what do you sound like thread. And people were posting little like chirbit clips of themselves, just one or two sentences. And a lot of the people on there, I was really amazed at how attracted to them I was just based on hearing these one or two sentences of their voices. And I started, writing compliments in my, comments saying, really nice, if I met you on the street and heard your voice, I feel like you're the type of person who I would want to just give a big warm hug to and that kind of thing. And the people were really receptive, like, wow, I can't believe that's really nice. It's not something that you would say to someone face to face. And I was really happy about how, you can compliment strangers in a way online that you don't normally, you just don't do it in real life. So it was nice helping other people feel good about something that they may not hear. And then someone in that thread said, oh, you should check out GWA. You have a really sexy voice. Not me personally, because I didn't post my own voice. But so that led me to find, when I clicked on that link, Missy, I'm sure you experienced this too, but when I clicked on GWA, I was like, what is this? What? I'm sure everyone has experienced this. This is, what?
Actually, no, my reaction was not as excited and exuberant as yours.
Really?
My reaction was, I don't understand what this is. And why is it so dark in here?
There was some confusion too, but I think the first audio I clicked on, I might be wrong, but one of the very first I heard was Bad Girl UK's audio where she offered the penis cleaning service or professional penis cleaning service.
And I'm not surprised. Oh, Bad Girl.
It was amazing. I was like, I don't know what this is, and I wanted to comment, but I was like, well, I'm going to need to create a throwaway for this. if I'm going to, be here. I just felt so naughty, and oh my God, it was very inspiring and definitely turned me on. And within a week of lurking, I decided to post a verification, but it wasn't GWA that helped me decide that. It was GWA Backstage. So I discovered them probably on the same day. And when I saw that people posted Disney songs on GWA Backstage, I was like, oh my God, everyone in my real life is always running away from me when I try to sing Disney songs from them. But here, they can't escape.
They have to listen.
They have to listen. So I got excited, and yeah, that's why I decided to join.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. And we are all so thrilled that you decided to hop on board, because you have been a fantastic addition since you came. But
thank you so much.
Of course. So to anyone out there actually who's not terribly familiar with who you are, how would you describe Sassmaster77 to a newbie who's never been to GWA before?
Okay, I would say that I'm a smorgasbord. There's a little bit of everything in terms of my posting. So I like variety, and I would hope that within my, you know, collection of audios, you would be able to find something that turns your crank, because there's just a lot of variety. I like trying new voices, and I like trying new characters, and I try to be at least, you know, fun though throughout all of it.
I don't think anyone could deny that you were incredibly fun. I introduced you as being the fun Sass Master 77, so it all works out. So you have made quite a few different kinds of audios. Do you have a favorite audio that you've done?
A favorite? Oh my goodness. That is really hard to choose.
I know, they're all like your babies at this point. It's like Sophie's Choice.
They are. I think it's a question of a favorite in terms of this is the one I'm most proud of, or this is the one that I think is the sexiest. Which are we going with?
Let's go with both.
Oh no, why did I offer that?
Well, one that you're most proud of, one that you think is like the sexiest.
Okay. I guess I'm pretty proud of the succubus one I did recently.
Understandably so.
I didn't know what a telepathic blowjob would sound like, and Mr. Tinkles did an excellent job of making that a reality, and now I would love to give a telepathic blowjob, and I've been practicing every day.
Gentlemen.
I summon my mind's powers, and I try, and I don't know, we need some volunteers. Oh no, I'm going to get volunteers, I should take that back.
The queue is going to be orderly, and it's going to be polite, gentlemen.
Oh boy. And then at the same time also, I think I'm also really proud of the recent The Horrors of Dracula one, because I did a read through of it that I sent to the script writer, Rubber Fool, and I have to tell you the difference between my read through recording and my actual final recording is night and day. The read through was me stopping every other sentence saying, oh my god, I can't do these voices, this is horrible. I just kept insulting myself and saying like, this isn't sexy at all, and oh my god, I sound like Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter, which I do,
even in the final. Which is so sexy, actually.
No, it's not.
You should totally do that, Rubberful. Get to writing on a script for Sass, where she's Moaning Myrtle and has to suck off Harry. Make it happen.
They look like twins. That's just wrong. Do you know that the real Moaning Myrtle is actually like 50-something years old?
Yeah, she was in Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yes, she was. I just found that out recently when I Googled crazy. Moaning Myrtle after hearing myself sounding like Moaning Myrtle, and I was like, oh no. Anyway, so I guess I'm proud of both of those.
Very good options, for sure.
And I guess they both fall into the sexy category, so let's just pick both of those for both categories.
I will take it. Those are great.
Thank you.
Okay, so Sass decided she wanted to answer some questions from a long and syrupy questionnaire by Syrup and Waffles. So let's just jump right into that. What is your favorite non-sexual activity to do in your free time?
Non-sexual activity. Okay, so recording audios does not count then,
does
right?
Does not count.
Oh, damn. Okay. I love discovering new music. That's something I've always loved to do. So I'm a lot of times on different like music blogs or listening to new albums that have come out from artists that I already know, and I have a Last.fm account. I don't know if you're familiar with Last.fm, but on there they'll suggest like other artists that you would like based on that. So I've delved into a lot of new people from that. So yeah, music, I guess, just listening to new music and then sending it to people and being like, you have to hear this album. And I have to be careful about how often I do that, because people will just stop. They'll stop checking it out if I send like 3 in one day.
I thought you were going to be like, if I send them things. 1 a week, but no, 3 in one day.
I've learned not to do that, because then people ignore you.
My goodness. So, what are your favorite genres of music?
I guess as a whole, just alternative, but then I also really like singer-songwriter kind of stuff. Nice. You know, acoustic guitar, that kind of thing. I have actually recently got into like folk kind of stuff. So not country per se, but the kind of stuff that's featured on the TV show Nashville.
Okay.
yeah, so that's
Folk and Country really awesome. Are my favorite. Oh my goodness, yeah. Sass, we're going to have to talk after we this will. Is over.
Oh, I will send you 3 albums to listen to in Monday.
Okay.
I mean, 2, because I've learned my lesson.
I will try my hardest to listen to them all. So you're a big album person.
Well, not necessarily albums, but yeah, usually if I find, because the single that a person releases, a lot of times it's not their best song. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be what the record execs will think is the most popular. Marketable. Yeah, so typically it's delving into the album that you'll find. For me, I'll find the songs that I like the most, and the singles are usually my least favorite.
Really? I'm a big singles person. Like, I'll hyper focus in on like a couple songs that I really like from an album and just kind of only listen to those, and I forget that the other songs exist.
I've definitely been there too, because not like there are definitely artists where you can't listen to the entire album and like the whole thing. That's pretty rare, and when you find someone like that, that is when you email it to the people who don't want you to continue emailing full albums to them.
Goodness.
So if anyone wants music suggestions, I'm happy to offer them.
Sass will be throwing those out there. Tell. Actually, didn't you send me like a million suggestions on my backstage post about sexy music time?
No, but I did flag that. Yeah, no, that wasn't me. I did flag that post and I loved it. And I prepared a playlist that I didn't end up posting, because you know when a post goes cold after just like 2 days? By cold, I mean like people just stop reading it or mm-hmm. posting. So there's already been hundreds and hundreds of comments. And so I just felt at that point that no one was even going to read my comments. So I was like, oh, I'll just keep my sexy playlist to myself.
Oh, no. Well, at the very tippy top of it, I did end up putting in... I sent it to you, didn't I?
No, I wasn't involved in that post at all, but I did see your playlist, which was awesome.
Yeah, I compiled it all, because I'm a crazy person.
No, that's amazing. I loved it. I was like, this is so good. And then, like a crazy person, I made my own of 30 additional songs that you could add to it, but I did not post or send that
amazing.
To you. Amazing.
I think I, like...
I'm crazy in the closet.
You're crazy in the closet.
I'm in the closet crazy.
It's not, like, overtly obvious until you start
sending
people.
Until you record it for thousands of people. Hundreds of people. Dozens of people. Let's be honest. There aren't going to be hundreds of people listening to this. Dozens.
Dozens. Yeah, the dozens. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, you dozens. You're wonderful.
I appreciate you.
So, next question. Approximately how many audios have you made for GWA? Do you know?
Oh, I think I counted this sort of recently, so it might be a little more than this, but I think it was like 30 or something. I remember thinking it was a lot. I remember going, okay, I've been here for 4 months. Oh, that's a lot.
30 is a good amount for 4 months.
It was about 30.
You're very impressive.
I just was very inspired for one particular month where I recorded for like a couple hours every day when I had free time. And then in a couple hours, you can record, you know, 2 or 3 audios.
True.
And, yeah, it just churned out a lot. I think there was a week where I put out something new almost every day. And then I burned out very quickly. And I was like, I need a nap for a long time.
Not sustainable to try and record that often.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it works out because, you know, you get that rush of, I just want to post so much. And then you kind of delve into your little, like, oh, you know, record when I'm feeling like I need to.
Yeah. Well, I'm still recording, but I'm just not posting as often. I don't want people to get sick of me.
No one could ever get sick of you. Are you kidding? Stop it.
I think when I went on the week binge one every day, that people by the end of the week were just like, I've enough of your face.
Actually,
and I just picture someone's like palm in my face and they're pushing it away.
It happened to me where like I did that where I was posting. Well, it wasn't every day, but it was like 4 posts a week. And then someone said, you are churning out so many audios, I can't keep up. And I was like, oh, should I scale back? Mm-hmm. And they were like, maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Well, because the way I figure it, a lot of guys are only going to be, you know, jerking the gherkin once a day and orgasming once a day. And, you know, the lucky ones will get more than one in there. But at the same time... Yeah, so Missy's interested in you. But at the same time, yeah, so if I'm putting something new out every other day, then that's asking a lot of them to, yeah. So once a week, I think, is a good pace to
talk
about things.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, feel free to rein in, gents and ladies, if you feel the need, because we're obviously both just clueless about
what
we should be doing as far as posting habits go.
You know, one person is going to respond all audios all the time. Like, you just record your life 24/7. Real world, Missy.
They would not be interested. I promise you.
I don't know. You told me you were making some banana pudding earlier. That sounded really good.
I'm so excited for it. Guys, I'm making it from scratch. And I'm
Can
so
you tell
excited.
Them what's in it? Because when you first said banana pudding, I thought, I don't know, because I don't normally like banana flavored things. When I was younger, I used to get strep throat a lot. And so I had to have that banana liquid. Yes, because I couldn't swallow pills yet, and don't worry, I can now. I can swallow a lot now.
Hey. Anyways,
I don't know how to turn that off.
We don't want you to. It's okay.
Anyways, tell them what's in your
plan. Oh, okay, so I knew you were going to do this to me. So I'm making a traditional American Southern style banana pudding for my work party tonight, and it's layers of sliced bananas and vanilla wafers with a homemade vanilla pudding. So it's going to be pretty tasty. I'm really excited about them.
That sounds so good.
So anyhow, what kind of audios do you like to listen to?
Okay, so what I like to listen to, I typically, right now, I'm still listening to guys, even though I am bi and I love the sound of female voices as well. I'm still in the kind of phase where I still am very excited by hearing guys' sounds, like their grunts and moans, because I'm not used to hearing that. Mm-hmm. Like in real life, I don't know, I haven't had experiences where guys do that kind of thing.
Particularly vocal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're not silent. I can't have sex with you know, a mannequin, but...
really?
Well, it depends what... No, okay, I'm joking. I can't. anyways, so I do still really like to listen to that stuff. I guess my favorites are ones where typically they're like role play or scenario based. I like being told what to do, because in real life that doesn't happen often, and I don't listen.
You're just too sassy, Sassmaster.
I don't know, but yeah, so I like that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I have a wide variety of interests. I don't know if it's anything particular that catches my eye. I'll tell you, the tags for sure, like if you have a public tag, I'm usually going to listen, because I really like the idea of having sex in public. Yeah.
Exhibitionism happening!
Yeah, exactly. Did you see Mr. Tinkle's new post? That was totally up your alley.
On
That's
balcony.
Like what you asked
I need
for.
To, yes,
balcony.
I need to... Listen to yeah, it. I saw it. Yet, and I was like,
I was like, that's like sort of like what Anonymous asked for. Because you asked for something like in a hotel up against a window, right?
I asked, it could have been anything public, really. But that was just like a little blurb of, this is why I'm into this. Mm-hmm. But
it was a good blurb.
Oh, it was. So good.
I was like, well, she didn't ask for girls, but I could do this.
You should do it. Oh my gosh, that would be so great.
I kind of, can you imagine two girls like that, though?
I can.
I'm having a hard time imagining.
I can.
It. You can?
Yeah, like, one pressed up against the window, the other pressed up against the first one's back, and then hand reached around. And then...
This is good.
Right? Is that...
Yep. It's good.
Oh my goodness. You should totally do it. Oh my... People would go nuts over it, for sure.
It's a consideration, definitely.
And you could write, realistically, F for anyone, because it could be the girl envisioning herself as your partner, or it could be a guy envisioning himself as a voyeur watching you two.
Well, if you decide to do this, I will also be very excited. Someone should do it, and we will be listening to Mr. Tinkle's audio, which is similar, very soon. Public tag will do it, and then if there's a tag like oral or, usually like oral or cunnilingus or whatever. I usually enjoy those sounds, and blowjob sounds can be similar as well, but then that would be listening to a female audience, typically. So, but usually it's the voice itself
that's
going to draw me
in. What kind of voices tend to draw your attention?
Ones that have, like, fluctuations to them. So if someone is kind of this, like, even toned, the same sort of the entire way through, it won't necessarily hold my attention. So if someone is, you know, has levels to their audio, then that makes it sexier because you can hear them whispering, you can hear them in a more commanding tone, you can hear them whimpering, like I like all of, I like a lot.
I totally agree.
Oh my god. Okay.
Anyway.
I understand. Okay, hold on. I need a breather.
Okay.
In general, do you feel people sharing aspects of their sexuality in a public way, such as with GWA, is a good or a bad thing? Is it something in between?
It is such a good thing.
Yeah.
It is such a good thing. I think in real life, people are just way too reserved about this type of thing. And so in general, with GWA, I think it's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is I really feel that anyone going into a relationship should already like know in advance what the other person likes.
Right.
The way that in GWA, like you share your kinks and you know, your ideas and your sexuality. If people did that before going into a relationship, then people would be more sexually satisfied.
I totally do that. It's one of my favorite things about GWA is since I've started, when I like will date someone, if it gets to a point where I think it's gonna get to like we're totally gonna do it, I'll be like, so I do this thing on Reddit. Do you know Reddit? I love Reddit, right? So I do this thing on Reddit. Here, let me just go check it out. And like then I'll gauge where they're at and if they're interested in my interests, because I only record things that I like. And if they're on board, then I'm like, all right, let's go. Daddy on up.
So wait, you don't preface it, you don't tell them what to expect at all? You just say like, here's my handle, go check me out?
I'll like talk a little bit about it, and like I'll try and figure out if they know what GWA is, and if not, then I'll be like, have you ever heard of erotic audio? So I kind of do this thing that's like that, and by like that I mean exactly that.
And actually I'm an international erotic porn star.
Oh my god. Not accurate.
You are.
No.
You have fans across the world. That's what that means.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with the term. I forget who did, but it was amazing. Was it Daddy's Little Kitten or something like that?
Oh, probably. Yes. Actually, I think it was. That was a really
funny. I love it. It's a great term. But okay, have you ever had any that said that they did know what GWA was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so were they like giddy with excitement when they found out? Yeah. Oh my god. Can you do an audio like that? I want to hear what their reactions were. Were they like, okay, sit down, we're going to check this out right now?
Well, no, like, so the reactions have always been varied. There's been a couple that have been like, I don't want to listen because I want to experience this on my own. I like want to figure this out with you. I don't want to listen to you. And then, I don't know. That was their thing. And then I've had ones that were like, I mean, is it okay if I listen? And I'd be like, of course, that's what it's there for. And I actually have gotten some requests out of it. Like, I'm having a really rough day at work. Can you just record an audio like this for me? So I'll do it.
Of course, because you like to please.
Because I do like to please. I'm such a submissive. The latest one. It was a while ago. I've honestly been in a dating rut. So, the latest one, his big thing was he wanted me to record while I was doing stuff with him. And I was like, but you would have to verify.
Unless you verify.
Yeah, and he was like, no, I'll just be really quiet. He wasn't. So, that never got posted.
So, you recorded it, though, and you listened to it after.
He wanted it. Like, he wanted to hear it, and he was totally into it.
That must be hot.
Which was, I guess, I don't know. At the moment, I was like, you're a weirdo. I don't understand why you want this.
Really?
Yeah, because it just, I don't know. It didn't, at this point, I've started to be really conscious of audio quality and, like, narrative and, like, all those things weren't there. So, I was like, it's like a bunch of rustly noises and gagging sounds. I don't understand why you want this.
Because it's real. I think that's very hot, and I love listening to the couple audios, the ones where it's just real sex.
I've always wondered, like, if I ended up in a serious relationship with someone, and they wanted to do this with me, if I would, like, all of a sudden just not want to do GW anymore, if I would be one of those couples that does real-life couple audios. Do you have any thoughts
probably
on that?
It depends on who the other person is.
That's true.
For you.
What about with you? Do you think you would want to do that at any point?
I would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. I think that would be very exciting to me because I'm definitely a big exhibitionist. That's like major for me. And I just love the thought of, just putting it out there. I mean, I'd listen to it afterwards and be like, obviously, we're going to be a little critical of ourselves, mm-hmm. but still, for usually when I'm hearing my own stuff, I remember what it felt like in that moment. Mm-hmm. And so that can then turn me on.
I remember reading your responses to that post, or was it your post?
Yeah, I was the only one who said that.
No, you weren't.
I was one of the only people who said that.
But that's why I love Backstage and the discussion post, because you get a varied... a variety of responses and mindsets, and our community is so mm-hmm. wonderfully diverse that way.
Absolutely.
So,
for sure.
Don't even worry about it. I thought it was a great answer.
Missy, I don't remember what our question was.
We were talking about how it's a good thing to share aspects of sexuality in a public way.
Oh, yes.
So we're still on task.
On that one.
We're totally still on task. Okay. But I think we've answered it.
Yes. And the second part, yes, I'm definitely more open about my own sexuality, that's for sure.
Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. Have you always been? Or was there like a...
I think with my friends, I definitely always have been. Mm-hmm. It's something that's, I've always been comfortable talking about. And, I didn't actually give a blowjob until I was maybe, I think, 17. But talked about blowjobs from when I was, like, 13.
Wow.
always open to talking about it. There's, for sure, parts of my sexuality that I didn't share. Like, I am bisexual, but I've never... been with a girl, I've never kissed a girl, and the only person in the entire world who knows that I'm bisexual is my sister. She's the only person who I've ever confessed it to.
Oh.
And that's only because she one time told me that she had a threesome with one of her friends who was a girl. And I was like, what? And she said, I didn't like it. I know for sure now I am not bisexual. they're still friends, but she was like, never going to do that again. And I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. I would totally do that. So, and I think having, like my sister's my best friend. So having someone who I could always talk to about that kind of thing definitely helped a lot
That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that someone knows and that they're super accepting about it. Though, are you wanting to ever experiment with that aspect of your sexuality? Oh. Since you haven't yet?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Ladies. Sorry. Okay.
I don't know why I haven't. It just hasn't. I don't know.
It just hasn't happened.
It just hasn't happened. Yeah, I have known some women that were gay, but they. I don't think they were my type. The ones that I happened to know who were lesbians, they were more of the like sporty kind of girls and. I think I like more femme girls. Mm. I'm not too picky, actually. What am I talking about? I just like girls.
Just depends. It depends on the person.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's true. The opportunity just hasn't
arisen.
Yes. Yeah.
Words. mm-hmm. So, what's your favorite aspect of the GWA community?
Definitely, first of all, the freedom to feel that you can be who you are. Be who you are sexually and know that there are other people out there who are not only accepting of that, but excited by it. Mm-hmm. And that those parts of yourself that you maybe in the past have thought, well, I'm kind of weird for liking that. To put that out there and have people say, hell yeah, I like that too. It's freeing. And it's definitely something that I think everyone should experience. And, no one should be ashamed of what they like sexually. So
for sure. Never yuck anyone's yum. Then...
Yes, I love your little phrase like that. It's a great one. Absolutely. Yes, that's
Words
exactly that summarizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like the support in, through comments and stuff like that. Just knowing that you can really add something positive to someone's life through a simple comment. Like you can really... uplift someone's day. Mm-hmm. I've had people say that to me where they'll put a comment or I message them and they say like, I was having the worst day or I was thinking about not posting ever again. And this comment totally, has made me feel better about things, and now I'm excited to continue on. And I'm like, what? Oh my God, people shouldn't be in, you know, if you're ever feeling like that, reach out to someone and tell them that you're feeling like you shouldn't post anymore, or you're just feeling yucky about it, and, you know, let them uplift you.
Yeah, there's so much support for that kind of thing on exactly. our community, which is so wonderful. I remember it was Miss. She asked about inspiration because she was going through a lull in creativity. And, like, people mm-hmm. were just coming out, like, flocking to it with advice and support. And it was so wonderful. So, definitely, I agree with you that if someone's going through that kind of ugh, feeling, because we all go through it. Mm-hmm. We all, I mean, I don't know if you've gone through it yet, but I've done it, like, 200 times.
No, I have. There was one day where I wrote this whole email to someone and was like, that's it, I'm done with GWA. I just don't ever, this was a couple months ago, I was like, I just think I'm obsessing about it too much and it's taking over my life and I don't think it's healthy and I don't think I should do this anymore. But I didn't send it. Instead, I slept on it. And when I woke up to a really, really nice PM from someone telling me just how good I made them feel in their about themselves, like oh. how much I positively had affected their evening or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is a nice place to be.
This is why I love it here. Just kidding.
And then I hit delete on the email.
Good. I'm so glad yeah. that happened. We need to figure out who that commenter was and thank them so much because it would have been such a sad day and month and forever if you left us.
But even when people leave, I think they always come back.
A lot of them do, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And I think you would be one that came back. At least we'd all hope that you would, if you ever...
I don't think I could stay away for too long.
Knock on wood.
I'm a little addicted.
A little bit. I remember coming here and being like, I'm just going to post my stuff and that's it. And that very quickly changed. Like, all of a sudden, there was, like, people that you wanted to interact with and regulars and everyone's just so kind and lovely and... It's hard to
it's
stay.
It's so much more fun when you comment on things. Mm-hmm. It really, yeah, adds so much more to the experience. Yeah.
Or even, like, for me, it's hanging out on backstage. I love backstage. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly posting on backstage. Sorry, guys.
No, don't be sorry. We love your stuff, especially your new commercial, your infomercial. So sexy.
It's so sexy. So good. So I'm probably going to do the rest of this podcast like this, now that you brought it up.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
No, can't.
I love it.
Can't.
How much spit comes out when you do that?
Not that much, because that was something I used to do. Like, I do okay. that all the time. I'll just randomly, like, especially if I say thanks a lot. Like, I get tired of saying thank you the same way over and over again. So,
like, shh,
I'll go, just trying to thank. So nice to know. So, and that's where the whole gross sucking and spit thing comes in. If I feel it getting too spitty, then I'll throw in a...
That sounds like the dentist. When I'm at the dentist, I was there recently, so I remember this, they have to, like, seriously suck up my spit. There's so much.
That's weirdly hot.
I thought it might be.
We might have to do an audio view of the dentist.
Ew. Sorry, the dentist gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, just kidding. You're fine.
I mean, sure, there's something hot about your mouth being open the entire time, but I just don't like the sound of drills.
Understandable, especially when they're... Yeah. Okay, moving on. We all love GWA, obviously, but mm-hmm. do you have a least favorite aspect of the GWA community?
I guess the only thing that can be hard, which it comes down to the person of whether this will be an issue, but I think we all kind of compare ourselves. Mm-hmm. And for me, I am always worried about stepping on someone else's toes.
Which is the
so
sweetest.
So I'm very, I don't know. I'm very conscious about when I post and if I post. So if someone, for example, calls dibs on a script, which they're not actually typing the word dibs, but they're saying, I really like this, I'm going to record it. Usually I'm going to wait and give them time to record it. I may already record my version, but I'm not going to post it until they've had a chance to post theirs. And then I like to give an appropriate amount of time because I don't want people to be comparing them and, you know, just let them be their own separate things. So I think I overthink that. No, I know I overthink that, but at the same time, I know I do for sure, because, it's something that's, especially guys, I think a lot of times don't have to, they just don't worry about that kind of thing. They're just like, I'm going to record the script and ba-boom, here it is. And, but for me, I'm just very conscious about it. So that's probably my least favorite thing, is feeling like I have to do that, and I know I don't have to, that's just me.
But on the one hand, you know, it does encourage, you're fostering more of a sisterhood between the female posters by doing that. And, like, I don't think anyone knows that you're doing it, so I'm glad that you're talking about it now. I certainly didn't know that you were doing that prior to us talking, and I'm so grateful to you for doing it. I don't think you need to. But I'm still so grateful to you.
It's my own neuroses. It's my own, like, mishigas would be the British word for it. It means that's my own crap. Like,
but you're such a, what is there a, female version of the word mensch?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, you're such a mensch.
Aw.
Because it is. It's so kind and considerate of you. You don't need to be doing it at all. I don't think anyone would think, like, oh, how dare she? But it is so wonderful and so kind of you. So thank you for even considering it. I hope you don't continue to feel,
I didn't,
like,
think about it that way. I don't know. I just feel every time someone records something, they're putting a part of themselves out there that you want to give it its own fair chance. And when two people record the same thing too close together, there can be, I don't know, if someone's already listened to the first one, they might not listen to the second and vice versa. I don't know. I don't want that to have to be in the mix at all. So it's easy enough to just put that audio on the back burner for a little bit and bring it out later. And yeah, like I said, a lot of people are just going to be listening to this going, well, that's stupid. You don't have to do that. Nobody's asking you to do that, but okay.
But it is nice.
Yeah. So that's, for me, that's my least favorite part, but at the same time, it's brought on by myself.
I think, like, we all have these crazy neuroses where GWA is concerned, and yours at least is brought out by consideration and kindness. So thank you for being so wonderful.
Well, I know when I started posting, it's not like I began with the idea in mind of, I'm going to become the greatest GWA star of all time.
I just want to be the best!
In a world where people create sexy audios. No, like, I didn't do anything like that. But,
sorry, I'm just seeing you as, like, in the Katniss Everdeen leather Mockingjay suit, like, with arrows of fetishes on the end.
Am I at least wearing headphones while recording in this vision?
No. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. So, in life, in general, what are you really excited about right now?
I kind of decided that I would like to try to take on vocal acting as something.
Yay!
It's kind of just an idea in my head. Okay. So I've started to look at some of the websites, and I'm like, okay, it could be fun to put together a demo reel and maybe start auditioning for things where you don't get paid and that kind of thing, because why not? I think it could be a fun hobby. I can't say career, because it's really hard to get a career in that. But prior to doing this, I never thought, like, prior to joining GWA, it never would have occurred to me. I didn't know that I could do any voices. I've been told I have a pleasant speaking voice over the phone, but I didn't know that I could do any kind of voices at all. And I have discovered through reading scripts that apparently I have many voices in my head, like a crazy person. So, and it's really fun. So I'm excited about starting to maybe focus on that. And I'm trying to decide, maybe, like, I'll actually buy a proper microphone on Boxing Day. I don't know. So that's is kind of exciting for me right now.
That's
the idea of that as a hobby, perhaps.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. I'm sure you'd be so good at it. And, I mean, if you make it big, don't forget the little people. If you do make it big.
You're not a little person.
No, like, oh gosh. I mean, this is big leagues, but I was involved with someone who does commercials, and they were telling me about voiceover work of someone that was really big for a very, like, big commercial, and it was 45 minutes, and they paid him $6,000.
Oh my gosh.
For 45 minutes of work.
Wow. That's crazy.
And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah, that's definitely the big leagues. I'm talking about recording stuff for free.
But if you get to the big league, don't forget about us.
Of course not. Sure, if I'm on the next, you know, like Family Guy, I'll find a way to do a shout out to PWA.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be so awesome. Okay. So this is gonna be our last question. During our podcast, if you had to have sex with a Disney character, which would it be?
Okay. Is it going to be annoying if I run through like the major Disney movies and go,
No.
Because I'll tell you, the first one that popped into my head was Aladdin.
Of course. It's
definitely like, yeah, because just, you know, I like his whole vibe. Mm-hmm. I like his monkey. That's unrelated to the sex. That is unrelated to the sex.
Hey, Aladdin, can I pet your monkey?
No, you're going to make me snort. Don't make me snort laugh. Oh, my God. As soon as the words came out of my mouth, I knew that it would be misinterpreted. Okay, hold on.
Sorry. Not sorry.
It's okay. I just have always wanted a monkey. In, like Marcel, like in Frost, like a monkey on Friends.
Would you sing it, the song all the time? The jungle song?
Oh God, yes.
Every day.
Oh God, so funny. Yes, but no, Aladdin. I like his looks, I like his voice, I like his whole, you know, like I'm a poor orphan, but I'm like doing everything I can to make it out here in the big bad world.
Stealing bread. Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But then giving it to the two little kids. Oh.
Exactly. So that's my... But if I'm thinking about the other Disney movies, yeah, I don't think there's anyone from Little Mermaid I would choose. Eric's kind of blah.
He's... Okay, So this is shocking, and I'm kind of ashamed of this fact, but I didn't see The Little Mermaid until I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a creep. I was too obsessed with Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast to care about most of the other movies and Cinderella, but... I didn't see Little Mermaid until I was 18.
Little Mermaid was my favorite.
Which one?
Little Mermaid was my favorite.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, then you're not going to be happy with me. I was underwhelmed by it because it was like, why are they taking away her voice? Even as like, I was 18 at the time, but I was like, this is so not, I'm so affronted by this because I'm a feminist.
Well, and I totally 100% now looking back, am on the same page, which is why I would never choose Ariel or Eric. I'm just like, oh, I didn't really like what the movie represents in terms of the themes. However, the music was my favorite as a kid. I loved the songs.
The songs are good. I mean, I can understand why for you as a child, Everything's Better, Downward's Wetter spoke to you.
Oh, God. I did not know that's what it meant. Oh my God.
Oh, I love it.
So not Little Mermaid, obviously not The Lion King, because that's about lions. Beauty and the Beast, no.
Why not? And Beast was sexy as fuck.
Nope. I liked Belle more than I liked The Beast.
I love The Beast. Oh, that set me up for so many bad relationships.
I had heart feels. I had heart feels for The Beast, but not... Those not sexy feels.
Okay.
And definitely not for Gaston because he's a chauvinistic pig. Although I have seen like the sex versions of his songs and they're amazing. They're really funny. I'm gonna stick with my original response of Aladdin. Yeah.
It's a good response. I approve.
What about you?
Probably be the Beast.
Yeah? Okay, in beast form or in
which makes me sound form. Like I'm like into bestiality.
No, but it doesn't matter. Fur or fangs or no fur or fangs.
The thing is about the Beast. Okay, so I was obsessed with Beauty and the Beast. And again, it set me up for some really shitty relationships because it was that whole like emotionally closed off, oh, I have so much personal stuff so I can't let you in. It just spoke to me.
Have you heard Cardlyn's recording where he is the Beast and you haven't heard
No.
this? No. I will send it to you.
I can't. Oh, God, you'll love it. No, I can't. Oh, my goodness, I can't. But I mean, I
it's
will.
So good. He's very. It's a like. It's the Beast, but all sexy and, and dominating.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think a lot of my whole like DS thing came from Beauty and the Beast because he was so like growly and aggressive and she was very feisty and like, no, I'm standing my ground. Which is my kind of, I'm very bratty when it comes to DS stuff.
But then she still fell for him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So your answer is in Beast form, not in Prince form.
No,
it's gross. Okay to say that.
Prince Adam was really gross. He was not attractive.
So would you have sex with the Beast but in Prince form? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Prince Adam was not the most attractive. What he turned into. That's his name, right? Prince Adam?
I don't remember.
I think it's Adam. No, I would have to be him as the Beast. Unless, like, yeah. I don't know. I'd have to get to know Adam.
What do you think Beast cock looks like?
I imagine... well, You've he was
about
brown.
This, haven't you?
No, I'm thinking about it now. He was brown. So it must be, like, Tanner.
I'm laughing so hard right now.
He's a beast, so it's probably like,
oh God.
Like got the knot at the.
God, we can stop. We can stop anytime.
Yeah, I really need to follow through on this.
Okay. I can't breathe.
I can't either.
You snorted.
I snorted. Yeah.
Success.
Oh my God.
I love making someone snort laugh.
Lord, this is going to make me so much more attractive to everyone.
It is. It really is.
Oh my God. Okay. If I got to know Prince Adam and he was like the Beast and like all of his mannerisms and his. If he was the same person, then I probably could do it with Prince Adam.
You don't need to settle for the Prince. If you want the Beast, go for the Beast.
I think I want the Beast. And I think that's another thing that, like, became a thing for me throughout my life has been, like, even if I'm not initially attracted to someone, if I get to know them, then they become more and more attractive to me. And, like, the Beast. Like, he's gross. And then there's this big beast, and then you get to know him, and it's like, oh, Beast.
He's not gross. His fur looked really soft.
In the beginning, he's menacing and terrifying. But then towards the end, you're like, I just want to cuddle you.
Just because he's like snarling with the fangs and the drool, like I don't know. I never found him actually scary.
Really, I was terrified.
No, I just wanted to stroke his fur and be like so soft.
See, you get it. You do puppy play with the Beast.
God, this is spawning so many audio ideas.
There's going to be some people that walk away from listening to this like
with the Beast.
God.
I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to respond, hell yeah.
Make all of these, please.
No, but I hear what you're saying. It was his personality, that you want to have sex with his personality.
I do want to have sex with his personality.
And his beast cock, admit it.
It must be huge. Oh my God, I can't.
So good, so good.
The Beast. I love the Beast. Anyway... He's just so dominant. Ugh, so good. All right.
Would you call him daddy?
I would call him daddy in a heartbeat. Oh, my. If I'm thinking about...
so funny.
I'm thinking about him and his growly beast voice saying, call me daddy. And
I don't think that was a part of Carlin's audio.
Oh,
but
damn it.
You'll definitely like it. No, no, no. Trust me.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. Yeah.
All right. I'll listen anyway. I tend to prefer ones where, like, the daddy thing is thrown in. But I can listen to ones that don't include it.
Well, he's the Beast.
He is the Beast. And he's so... Yeah. I love the Beast.
And the voice is so good. Like, when he yells, it really... It's the Beast.
It is the... Oh, God. I can't. Okay.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, we've talked about this for, like, 10 minutes now.
Okay, so... moving on past questions and the Beast's cock.
Oh, God. This is going to have a tag, Beast cock, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
So sass.
Can it be Missy Loves Beast Cock?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So sad. So, we're going to move past questions now. So, sass. You're basically like a parrot. You do some phenomenal impressions, including a fantastic version of, I don't know if anyone knows about this yet, but you do a really great version of Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls.
I don't think anyone knows because I only recently discovered this about myself. I have actually not really watched Powerpuff Girls before, and someone said to me, that's insane, you have to, you know, get into it. And so I watched the first episode and loved it and was like, I don't know, I just tried to do the voice, and yeah, I can kind of.
And
do
you
it.
Can do it, and so I'm so happy right now. I'm gonna send you a little something right now that I'm gonna ask you to do in your best Bubbles impersonation. Now, you have it. Gonna give you a couple minutes to look it over.
So as much as you love me, I also love you. I'm gonna apologize in advance to everybody's because Bubbles is really happy. And I don't think people are used to doing Bubbles for more than like online experience at a time. And you have trouble versus
just one verse and a chorus.
I'm telling myself, stop laughing. I can't. Okay. My favorite part, by the way, when you did this with Gigi was when you were like, okay, so you're ready? And she's like, I'm not ready! Something like that. That was awesome. Okay, so you ready? No, I'm not ready.
This is great. I'm not gonna lie, like when I was editing it, I would listen to that part over and over and over again. It was in her to go like, how do I do this? Sorry, DG, love you. She's gonna be so mad at me.
That's exactly how I'm feeling right now. Right now. Drums. You realize everyone stopped listening.
No,
right now, right?
I'm sure they're like, rewind now.
No way.
Oh my god, that was so good. I'm so impressed. So well done.
Let it be said that that was my first and only time even attempting this. I did not do a test run.
She didn't. She's such a trooper. Okay. So. Sass.
Missy.
you've been around GWA for 4 months now. Mm-hmm. We've talked about what you love about GWA. Do you have a favorite GWA memory?
A favorite GWA memory?
Or like a favorite post from backstage or anything affiliated with GWA?
Hmm. Oh, that's tough. This isn't even about me, but I was so proud when Rubberful Script, which I had recorded, won the GWA
Halloween.
Yeah, the how do we pronounce it? Gwalloween.
DG called it Gwalloween, so I'm just going with
Gwalloween.
She's my creative director. Gwalloween, so
the GWA Halloween. Yeah, because he'd only been around for a month, and you know, I didn't expect to win, and I was actually like, I'm glad I didn't win. I don't know, I'm weird like that, but I was really happy for him to win that. And it was fun being able to tag my next audio, which was with one of his scripts as by the award-winning Rubber Fool.
I saw that. That was so cool.
Yeah, I thought he would kill me, but he was okay. Did he? He was okay with it.
Oh, that's good. It's just so much fun here. It's so much fun at GWA.
So much
Everyone
fun.
Everyone, come play with us. Sass, thank you so much for joining me. That's pretty much all that I have for today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored. So honored.
Oh, stop. I'm so happy that you guys agreed. But it's been so much fun talking to you. You're an absolute blast. As I said, super fun.
I've had so much fun talking to you, too. You are the hostess with the mostess.
Oh, goodness. That's going to go on my resume now. There is one last thing I need to do to put you on the spot before I let you go.
Okay.
Any parting words for the lovely people of GWA? If Sassmaster 77 had a catchphrase, would it be?
Oh, God. Why did I forget you're going to do this? Oh, catchphrase. Catchphrase. Are you singing the Jeopardy theme right now?
It was more of an homage to your Canadian-ness than anything.
Oh, was it? Oh, because Alex Trebek is Canadian.
Alex Trebek. Yeah. Have you ever seen pictures of him from when he was younger?
No. Is he really sexy?
Holy shit, is he beautiful.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm sending you a picture.
Okay, I'll definitely check it out.
What do you think about your catchphrase?
Oh, God. Why didn't I think about this in advance? I just skimmed your message. I'm like, oh, yeah. DG's
was... Don't make me do this! Oh, my God!
Oh, God. Mine is going to be, I can do that.
I like it. That's so good.
Because whatever you ask me in a role play, I'll probably be like, yeah, I can do that. I'm willing to try.
I love
How
it.
About I'm willing to try. Fantastic.
So good. Okay. I'm happy with that. Are you happy with that?
Nope. But that's the best I'm going to come up with.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I'm just going
to. But we'll take it. This thank has been you. Wonderful.
I wish I could put you in my you pocket again. And have you cheerlead me around in real life.
I would gladly do that. Go Sass! Go Sass!
So cute. Have you done a cheerleader audio? You should.
I've been trying to figure that out for a while. Mm. It's been in my back pocket for a very long time.
Okay. Good to know.
So it will happen.
Good.
Just need some inspiration.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Oh, it's so funny.
Anyway, JCP Trey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much to Sassmaster 77 for joining me on this episode of Anonymous He Asks. Hopefully y'all enjoyed listening in as much as we enjoyed making this. This is Anonymousy, reminding all of you beautiful, incredible people to stay sexy, never yuck anyone's yum, and try your hardest to spread a little sunshine. Anonymousy out!
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby. Shoot. Oh.